Republican candidate for president, Carly Fiorina, has spent much of the past several months crisscrossing New Hampshire. But NHPR's Emily Corman reports these days, Fiorina's campaign stops are attracting a lot more attention than they used to.
A couple months ago, it wasn't unusual for me to be the only reporter at Carly Fiorina's campaign events. That was the case in Wentworth, mid-August, after the first GOP debate. Fiorina had been in the so-called happy hour debate for lower-tier candidates. That day in Wentworth, the guy introducing Fiorina, Tom Thompson, he didn't even get her name right.
Carly Fiorina, I think, just knocked it out of the park.
6 weeks later, at a Rotary Club lunch in Manchester on Monday afternoon, there were 13 TV cameras and 3 radio reporters with red lights blinking. The Rotarian introducing Fiorina and the folks who came to watch, they certainly knew her name. Fiorina's momentum may have started with that first debate, but it was the second one, where she was on the primetime stage, that most people learned her name.
I didn't know about her until the first debate, hearing that she did pretty well. Then the second debate, she did really well.
The debates where she, you know, got the exposure and everyone was, there was a buzz.
She did great in that second debate. She did phenomenal.
And after months on the campaign trail, Fiorina's speeches are more polished and her demeanor ever more assured.
Remember when we learned to our horror that veterans had died before they'd ever received an appointment?
But with the spotlight comes scrutiny. After the debate, liberal critics pointed out that one of Fiorina's most impassioned statements misrepresented a scene that was fabricated from stock footage in a Planned Parenthood video. Fiorina continues to defend her remarks. At a house party in Bedford yesterday, Bill Handy recalled the moment during that debate.
There was a piece on partial birth abortion and whatnot that it just was came across very heartfelt. Whether you agreed or not, it felt like it was a sincere, authentic emotion of hers and thought.
Handy says having heard the video was a fabrication, he isn't sure what to make of her credibility.
Yeah, and you still felt impressed?
Well, yeah, it still came across as authentic. Was it? I don't know. That's why we're here trying to source out who's the best candidate. So.
Or, as Danny Sellers put it at the Rotary Club, she likes Fiorina a lot. But when it comes to Fiorina's statements about Planned Parenthood...
I just want to make sure that we all have all the facts before we say, away with Planned Parenthood.
Of course, not everyone's watching the GOP debates or reading the wonky blogs that pick the debates apart after. And for those folks, Carly Fiorina is still just as unfamiliar today as she was a year ago. At the Rapid Sheet Metal plant in Nashua earlier that day, Fiorina walked among machines and workers in a red jacket swarmed by TV crews. Employee James Fabiano was looking on.
Do you know who's here today?
No.
So, have you heard of Carly Fiorina?
No.
Okay, do you know now what she's up to?
Nope.
Moments later, Fiorina was shaking his hand.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
So ignore the microphones in your face and tell me what you're doing, if you don't mind.
No, Fiorina moved on, and at first, Fabiano still didn't seem to know he had just met a candidate for president. Obviously, now he knows, and that makes him just one more of thousands of Americans who now are paying Fiorina some attention. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.